air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists pursuing Syria.
Sinai Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa and Europe.
This will not stand, this aggression against the Kuwait.
His relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable encounter by those
The next time we're going to bring for you, you want to be good or
I missed something once before. I can't let that happen again.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Previously on Homeland.
How was the homecoming, Beth?
It's been great. For all of us.
I appreciate you looking out for Jessica. Like you did while I was gone. What do you want to know?
How he died.
He's gone. Does it really matter how it happened?
It does to me.
We're on to the next case. Rakeem Faisal.
What did you say?
He should use an alternate route. Tell him now.
And then see what second team comes up with tonight. If nothing, move on.
What?
The one surviving terrorist from the compound in Afghanistan where we rescued Brody. Scooped him up in some shit shack in IBD.
Afzal Hamid. You and Carrie will interrogate him. With the help of Sergeant Brody.
Do you know this man?
He's my guard.
What can I do for you, Sergeant?
I believe I've earned a moment face to face with my torturer, sir.
Fourteenth man gave up an email address. We just chased the engineering department at Brighton University.
Professor, we tailed them clear?
Correct. Find this man, Rakeem Faisal. What's going on, Cyril?
Hamid's dead. Suicide.
How the hell is that possible?
Raise up my friend. My first.
What? Where did he get that?
What the hell?
And not only did Brody contrive to get himself in the room, he orchestrated Hamid's suicide, and he warned Dr. Faisal, and we, you and I, let it happen.
I think you should leave now.
With pleasure. Why can't keep that? Fuck this shit.
How is such a massive fuck-up even possible? Please, explain that to me.
I am late.
Hamid probably brought the razor blade with him. The heel of one of his shoes was peeled back. It's also conceivable that he found the razor blade somewhere in the safe house. One of our sweepers might have missed it.
There is another possibility. Someone on our side could have given it to him.
That is a stretch.
Why?
You actually think someone on the SEAL team gave Hamid a piece of broken razor blade? Or maybe you think I did it. Or Saul. I certainly don't think you did it.
I'm just saying we should polygraph everyone who came into contact with Hamid. Ask each one of them directly about the razor blade. I've written up a list. We're talking about 11 people, including the SEAL team that brought him here.
She's right. We can't rule out the possibility of a mole.
What if Rakeem Faisal was warned by the same person who gave Hamid the razor blade?
Faisal? The guy that bought the house by the airport? You want to connect him to this?
He disappeared just as we moved in. Coincidence? Or did he know we were coming?
Oh, good Christ.
Look, if nothing more, let's cover our asses. 11 polygraph tests. What's the big deal? I'll go first.
Take care of the polygraphs.
Don't you ever do that to me again. You disagree with me, fine, but make it a sidebar. Well, you heard what the man said. Set up the polygraphs and get me Faisal.
Yes, sir.
What a surprise. Sergeant Brody's on this list.
It's not my fault Estes let him in the room with me.
I expected to find your resignation on my desk this morning.
I had a much better idea, don't you think?
I should forget the things you said.
Yes, please.
He's right, you know. You embarrassed him in there.
Who gives a shit? Saul, we're going to get Brody. He'll never pass the polygraph test.
We'll see.
I'll bet you everything I've got. Everything, including my monk's dream, signed by Thelonious himself.
I prefer Coltrane, not so fussy.
So, the tables will go right here, the chairs around the tables, and then just throughout the yard, okay?
All right. You got it.
Yeah, okay.
Damn it, you two, the memorial is in half an hour. You're supposed to be ready.
Ma, this little creep keeps talking the bathroom.
Chris, let your sister use the bathroom, please.
You okay?
I was actually looking forward to seeing Helen Walker. Kind of got on my high horse when she remarried.
Why?
I was waiting for you to come home. I guess I figured she could do the same. I have no right. Do you know what you're going to say? At the service?
No.
I'll just be honest. I'm sure everything's going to be fine. Hurry. Here. You look very handsome, Sergeant Brody.
Is your name Carrie Matheson?
Last time I checked.
Yes or no, please?
Yes.
Do you work for the Central Intelligence Agency?
Yes.
Regarding the questions you'll be asked today, do you intend to tell the truth?
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Do you have children?
No.
Did you ever commit a minor traffic violation?
Yes.
Are you now in Mississippi?
No.
Have you ever revealed any classified information to anyone without proper security clearance?
No.
Have you ever taken any illegal drugs?
Yes.
Have you taken any illegal drugs since joining the Central Intelligence Agency?
No.
Did you pass a razor blade to Afzal Hamid?
No.
Okay.
Here we go.
All ready, sir? Is your name David Estes?
Yes.
Do you work for the Central Intelligence Agency?
Yes.
Are you married?
You know, I was married, but I cheated on her.
So that kind of soured things.
Is that a no?
No.
Do you have children?
Yes. Not that they're talking to me.
Did you pass a razor blade to Afzal Hamid?
No.
Find anything?
8 million fingerprints. Man's belt from Macy's, size 32. Couple of takeout food containers from a local Chinese restaurant. Condoms.
Condoms? What else?
A 6-pack of Diet Coke in the refrigerator.
That's it? Interview the neighbors?
In progress.
Her?
Not yet.
I apologize for all the commotion, ma'am. We'll be out of your hair soon.
Oh, this is very exciting. It's not often we get a murderer living in the neighborhood.
Murderer?
That's what Marilyn across the street said. A cold-blooded murderer raped and strangled some poor girl over in Fairfax County.
Whew. Lock your doors tight tonight.
Oh, I will.
Mr. Jardal moved in about 3 weeks ago?
That's right.
Anything you can tell me about him?
He was very quiet and polite. They pretty much kept to themselves.
They?
He and his wife.
What happened?
I don't know. Someone must have found out about the house.
How?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
Someplace safe.
Says who? This is nuts.
There's no one there.
Yeah? How do you know?
I know. Relax, okay? We're fine.
Fine? Are you kidding me? We're not fine. We're fucked. What?
I'm sorry I dragged you into this.
You didn't drag me into it. Okay? I dragged myself into it. I am a victim of your fabulousness.
Are you saying I'm fabulous?
Yes, I am.
You are so full of shit. I asked you all here today to help me say goodbye to my former husband, Tom Walker. This has been a very difficult 8 years. Now, finally, we can give Tom the farewell he deserves. Tom always said that Nick Brody was his closest friend. And Nick was with Tom when he died. Nick?
Tom Walker was a good man. A true Marine. And the best shot I ever encountered, bar none.
Sorry. Sorry.
Tom was the opposite of pretentious.
Whatever that is.
Humble? He just wanted to get the job done and get back to his family. Sergeant Calhoun.
Present.
Private First Class Fernandez.
Present.
Private First Class Wakefield.
Present.
Captain Faber.
Present.
Private First Class Green.
Present.
Corporal Walker. Corporal Thomas Walker. Corporal Thomas Patrick Walker.
Sergeant Brody.
Oh,
gee. That's been hard. I hate to do this right now. My boss is kind of insist. We need you to come out to Langley to take a polygraph.
Why?
I'm afraid that's classified. Can you come out today?
Is this to do with Hamid?
I can't say. I'm sorry.
Well, I gotta go back to the reception. They're having it at my house.
Oh, head out tomorrow. 10 a.m.?
Time.
Frizzell's got a woman with him. Maybe a girlfriend, maybe a wife, maybe just a cohort. She's Caucasian, mid-20s, blonde hair, blue-green eyes, depending who you talk to.
Caucasian?
Yep.
What do we know about her?
Nothing. We lifted a bunch of fingerprints from the house. We're hoping at least one of them will be hers and that we'll be able to ID her.
Can we change gears for a second?
When this is all over, I'd like to go back to the field.
I thought you were done with the field.
Mir's been offered a job heading up the Red Cross in India, and Edmonds retires in a few months, so, you know, I thought...
You thought you'd end your illustrious career as the New Delhi station chief?
Who said anything about ending my illustrious career?
I'll take it up to the 7th floor.
Thanks.
Sir.
Yeah.
Faisal's license plate.
Toll booth camera on I-70 caught it.
Where on I-70?
20 miles west of Baltimore.
When?
5 hours.
Well, if they stayed on I-70, they should be somewhere on Columbus, Ohio by now. Alert the Ohio State Police.
We also have a photo of Faisal and the girl.
Run her face through the databases. Also see if that fancy new face recognition software gets us anything. Also try and match your face to anyone who popped up because of fingerprints.
Team. We're here.
This is it? You sure?
This is where they said we'd be safe.
You said they meet us here?
You said to sit tight and they'd contact us.
Because it's true.
You sure it was a bomb?
I could see the trigger. Pressure released. Open the door and boom. Very simple and very effective.
How do you know this shit?
They trained me.
They trained you? You never told me that.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does matter. We are supposed to be in a relationship. We are supposed to be honest with each other. We should turn ourselves in.
And spend the rest of our lives being interrogated in some offshore torture chamber?
We haven't actually broken any law. They can't hold us forever.
Tell that to the guys at Guantanamo. Get rid of this car.
I ain't dealing with another fucking politic. I'm like a skillet bubbling until it filters up. I'm about to kill it, I can feel it building up. Love is building up, I've been sealed enough. My cup runneth over, I'm filling up. Can explode and bust, ink fills my guts. You think all I do is stand here and feel my nuts. I'm about to tear shit up. Goosebumps, yeah, I'm gonna make your hair sit up. Yeah, shit up.
Ellen, I'm gonna tell you yes. I'm so sorry. Oh, thank you. No, I'm sorry I was such a bitch to you when you decided to marry Matt.
Oh, Jessica, you were just holding on to Brody, that's all. You didn't want to let him come. And see, you were right. Period.
Hear me, my boy, till you get sick of it. You ain't gonna have a choice. If I got strings, then I have half a lung. If I have half a chance, I'll grab it, run.
Hey, Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
Tom Walker.
What went on over there, Nick? How'd Jim Walker get hit?
We're dug in. No. Next thing I know, we're taking fire from all sides, and we ate dirt and prayed.
They were waiting for you. Somebody screwed up.
Somebody always screws up.
Red echelon motherfuckers, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're so full of shit, Brody.
Loud, shut the fuck up.
No. I think it's important to state, for the record, in case anybody's wondering, which they're not. But hey, record's the record. Brody's full of shit. Right up to his fucking eyeballs.
It's always good sharing a beer with you, Lauder.
Exactly when did Wild Man Brody become a dick-sucking war hero? Trotted out by the brass so all the fucking morons in this country could have something to feel good about. So they'd stop asking, what's the point? The fuck are we even doing in Iraq and Afghanistan? And when did you, who once told me you just wanted to come back in one piece, become Boy Scout poster boy for fucking recruitment, sucking another couple thousand boys from fucking Indiana in the Bronx, go out and get the fucking legs blown off? What happened to you? Here's my question. How come Walker died and you came back alive? What's that about? Huh? What's that about?
Luck, Lauder. That's what it's all about. Good luck and bad luck.
I'm glad you brought up the subject of luck. Mike, you got anything to say about that? You being an expert on luck and all?
Such an asshole.
Can I be honest?
I'll be honest.
Why not? We're all compadres, right? Brothers in arms and all that crap. While you were away, there's not a man here. He didn't want to bend your wife over to say, fuck her up the ass.
We're the only one of us.
Hey! Hey! Come on, man!
Freddy. Brody. Meet Eileen Margaret Morgan, 28 years old, brown hair, sometimes dyed blondish, blue eyes, 5'5", 110 pounds. This photo was taken 6 years ago when she was arrested protesting outside a G8 meeting in Edinburgh. The one to the right was taken 6 months ago for her current driver's license.
Somehow she made the journey from Connecticut schoolgirl to terrorist girlfriend, involved in a plot against America.
How? Why? Dig into her history. Where did she grow up? Where did she go to school? Who were her friends? Where and when did she meet Faisal? All of it. Anything more about the car?
I went every cop on the Eastern Seaboard looking for that damn thing.
Sir?
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you, but... it's...
what? Spit it out, spit it out.
It's time, sir.
Anybody know what he's talking about?
I think it's time for your polygraph.
Polygraph? I don't have time for a fucking polygraph.
It's all right, Saul. We'll be fine. If anything comes up, I'll come and get you. You're not going to miss anything important. Please help me out here. This is how we're going to get Brody.
Look for any contacts overseas, especially in the Middle East. School exchange programs, graduate school, kibbutz, anything.
The polygraph room, sir?
Is that right? Hello, Larry.
Hello, Saul. How's everything?
I'm just peachy.
Okay. Can you hold that for me? Thank you. You can hold this for me. Thank you.
Born December 25th, 1983, Houston, Texas. Father's Owen Robert Morgan, mother's Abigail Sarah Lifelighter. Breaker vice president. You ever work in the Middle East?
Saudi Arabia, 1991 to 96. Looks like he's a pretty big deal in the oil business.
Okay. So we've got a rich American girl living in Saudi Arabia for 5 years between the ages of 8 and 13. When did Faisal leave Saudi Arabia to study in the States?
1995.
So they overlap by 4 years. What did you see?
Is your name Saul Berenson?
For Christ's sake.
Is your name Saul Berenson?
Yes.
Saul, calm down. We've been through this before. Take a deep breath. Think of something pleasant, okay? Do you live at 413 Circle Drive in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Here we go. Much better. Do you work for the Central Intelligence Agency?
Yes.
Is your office on the fifth floor?
Yes.
Are you planning on telling the truth today about Afzal Hamid and the razor blade?
Yes.
Did you pass Afzal Hamid a razor blade?
No.
Saul? You gotta relax or we'll be here all night.
I can't be here all night. We've got an emergency going on out there. The real world will not wait for these bureau fucking craddock idiots. We'll finish it tomorrow. Paula?
Where'd she go after Princeton?
Jordan, the Peace Corps.
How long?
2 years.
Do any traveling while she was there?
Egypt, Lebanon, oh, here we go. Saudi Arabia, March 22nd to March 30th, 2004.
Any overlaps with Faisal?
March 26th to 27th, 2004. Faisal visits his grandmother.
Eileen Morgan and Rakeem Faisal met somewhere between 1991 and 1996 in Saudi Arabia. They reacquainted themselves there March 26th, 27th, also in Saudi Arabia.
They were childhood friends.
That was fast.
I gotta go back, finish tomorrow. I figured you might need me out here.
A naive, weak-willed, American rich girl falls madly in love with a Saudi engineer who happens to be a terrorist. Sacrifices all to be with him and help fulfill his mission, whatever the fuck that is. Sound convincing?
Why hasn't she cracked? At least a little bit. Called her parents, run away, something. Things are getting pretty hairy for an amateur.
Maybe we've got it backwards. Maybe she's the one driving this.
She's the terrorist?
Carrie here.
It's me.
Brody. Yeah, you gave me your number.
Did you have?
What's wrong?
I can't do the polygraph tomorrow.
Why not?
I just can't. I'm a mess. Not the wrong fucking day.
I could tell my name, it would sound like a lie.
Where are you?
Well, you didn't have to come.
I'll have whatever he's having.
Bourbon, straight bourbon.
Okay. What's the difference? I always wondered.
Straight's been aged for 2 years in charred oak barrels.
Ugh. Still tastes like gasoline to me. What happened to your hand?
I ducked my best friend.
Ouch.
Hurts like a motherfucker, excuse my French.
I was talking about your friend.
Don't, he's an asshole.
Wanna tell me about it?
You ever been married by any chance?
Nope.
Why not?
Hasn't felt right quite yet. Or as important as what I do for a living. Plus the guy I was seeing when I left for Iraq decided I wasn't worth the wait.
Nice.
Can't say I really blame him. I mean, it's not like I was a little misfaithful over there. Hey, if you don't slow down, I'm never going to be able to catch up.
How come when I met you at the safe house the other day, you pretended like we hadn't bumped into each other in the support group?
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
You mean aside from the fact that we must just get help from counselors outside the agency?
Is there another reason?
I don't know. I was standing there that night in the rain. I figured who else had to know. What? I like it when life is like that.
Like what? What?
Heightened somehow. When I was a girl, my friends and I used to play chicken with the train on the tracks near our house, and no one could ever beat me. Not even the boys.
Yeah.
can't stand the Wizards. What kind of name is that anyway? For a basketball team? The Wizards? What? Like magicians in hoods?
Redskins?
I love the Redskins. No, I grew up on the Redskins. My father thought he was a Redskin.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking me to games in the freezing cold. One time, wore sleeping bags. We climbed in. We zipped them up. All you could see was our eyes.
You have great eyes.
Thank you.
Kind of secret.
Come to the job. Secret of eyes. It's a requirement.
Really?
Oh, Jesus. We drank too much.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
You're going to puke?
No. What? I'm half Irish.
The Irish don't puke?
Yeah. Well, it's so rude to British. This is me. Well, I know what it's all about. Holy crap.
I thought that was classified.
It is. Meat's dead. Someone's slipping a razor blade in a safe house. That's what it's with.
Secrets you want to share? Huh? What else don't I know?
Your song.
How can you just sit there listening to wailing cowboys when our lives are falling apart?
I need to relax. I can't think straight if I don't relax.
No, what we need is a fucking plan.
What if we went to Mexico?
We should turn ourselves in.
No!
Or so we can ask for protective custody.
I'd rather die.
Yeah? Well, you're going to.
Tea?
Tea? Sure, thanks. I'm going in for the New Delhi station. Ed Wells retires in a few months. I believe I got Estee's backing. Take the new job. I can come with you.
I don't want you to come with me. I want to go alone. I need to go alone.
Why?
I just do.
How long?
I don't know.
A week?
I don't know.
A month?
I don't know.
New job. It's the ploy. Your way of letting me down gently.
We're like good friends, sharing a house. You do the dishes, I water the garden. You are watching football, I watch cooking shows. You play golf, I do yoga.
Sounds perfect.
Good day at school, sugar bunny.
Hey. Dana.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
Did you major in political science?
Yes.
Have you ever sold secrets to an agent of another country?
No.
Are you married?
No. Not really.
Yes or no?
I don't know, Larry. Okay. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Technically?
Technically, yes.
Did you give Afzal Hamid a razor blade?
No.
That's it. You're free.
I hope I never see you again.
Oh, you will.
Thanks, buddy. Trouble at home. It'll blow over. Brody next?
Brody's next. Assuming he shows up. Guess that's all. Finally.
Let's hope.
Come on in, Sergeant Brody. Just stand over here. This won't take long. Could you just take your jacket off and put it on the chair there?
Okay, can I have a seat?
Okay. And just relax and answer all the questions honestly. Yes or no? All set? Okay. Is your name Nicholas Brody?
Yes.
Are you a member of the U.S. Marine Corps?
Yes.
Do you intend to tell the truth here today?
Yes.
Have you ever sold secrets to a foreign government?
No.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yes, I borrowed my dad's Pontiac one time when I was 15 years old.
Have you ever been arrested for a felony?
No.
Have you ever killed a man?
Yes.
Did you pass Afzal Hamid a razor blade?
No.
Do you live at 3319 West Chapman Street?
Yes.
Are you sometimes called Nick?
Yes.
Is Boston the capital of Massachusetts?
Yes.
Do you know Afzal Hamid?
Yes.
Did you meet him in Syria?
Yes.
Did you slip him a razor blade?
No.
Ask him again.
Did you slip Afzal Hamid a razor blade?
No.
Ask him if he's ever been unfaithful to his wife. Go on, ask him.
Have you ever been unfaithful to your wife?
No.
Okay, Larry, wrap it up.
Thank you, Sergeant Brody.
That it? We all done?
He's lying.
He passed the polygraph. Same one you and I take. It flub every time, or at least I do. It's over. Man is clean.
Solved.
You can't deny the facts. What we just witnessed. Just because you find them inconvenient? So. Now we know that Sergeant Brody's been faithful to his wife. Question. Why do we care? What was that all about?
Everything's just so complicated. And now he's gone. I have no idea where. I miss you.
Mom?
Take you to Mexico.
I got a line on a runaway terrorist. A woman fitting her description bought a one-way bus ticket to cross the border late tonight.
Vamos arriba!
I know I have oatmeal, but no Yorkshire gold out here in the sticks.
How do you know the tea I drank?
We have a deal with Eileen.
What did she tell you?
POW was turned. Oh, shit. Sergeant Brody's picture.
Homeland. Sundays at 10. Want more? Go to SHO.com or download the Showtime app for Android, iPad, or iPhone to watch scenes from next week's episode. Then join the Homeland fan community on Facebook for all the latest news and updates.